After another boring meeting, Nikki said goodbye to her colleagues and headed to her car. On the way, her cell started to ring. Nikki looked to see who it was. "Hey, Grant," she answered. "What? Now?" "Well, I guess I could for an hour." "Sure," she said, and then she put the phone back. Nikki drove the half an hour across the city to the Westham Art Gallery. She parked in a nearby parking lot and walked across the street to the gallery. Standing at the entrance was a tall, good-looking man with dark brown hair wearing a sharp navy suit. "Hey, beautiful," Grant said with a broad smile. "Hi, Grant," she said, not returning the smile. The two of them had met online and hit it off right away. At first, Nikki liked his adventurous and devil-may-care attitude. Grant fell for her wit and charm. It wasn't long before they met in person. It had started with a fun, playful chat and quickly turned to full sexual intercourse. Grant and Nikki had met for a few brief occasions. The excitement left as soon as it had started. She didn't like the cookie-cutter formula of their meetings any longer. Always the same. Meet in a hotel bar, have drinks, fuck, and then home. She wanted adventure and a little spice. It was no longer a thrill to fuck Grant. She, however, was willing to give him one last chance to do something that would make her want to continue the affair. After saying their hellos, Grant kissed her on the cheek. Nikki was about to stop for a cigarette when he motioned for them to enter. She put the pack back into her purse and they walked in. Grant paid the entrance fee and then he led her up through the gallery. They looked at some beautiful paintings and sculptures. Though she was very horny, she didn't say anything. She wanted to stay in control and not let on that she wanted him. On the third floor, Nikki noticed a unique exhibit sign. It read, "Now showing, Blackout." Grant turned and asked what she thought. Nikki couldn't hold her tongue any longer. "I thought we were going to have a little fun, Grant," she hissed, showing how unimpressed she was with his rendezvous choice. Nikki was a very hot-tempered woman when things didn't go her way. He smiled, reassured. This would be right up her alley. He kissed her on the lips while giving her a quick pat on the ass. They walked in and were greeted by an attractive young woman in what Nikki thought looked like a server outfit. It was a black skirt just above the knees, black stockings, knee-high leather boots, and a white blouse. She took the tickets from Grant and showed the two in. She led them to a private corner of the space. There was a small black bench that looked like it could seat two comfortably. The legs were black, nothing else. All the walls were painted black, as was the ceiling and the floors. Nikki was still not impressed. The young woman asked that they turn off or silence their cell phones, as they would disturb the other patrons. They did as they were asked. "Enjoy," the woman said, and walked away. Nikki could have sworn that that greeter gave Grant a wink before she left. Even though Grant was not her husband, she still didn't like the idea of another woman hitting on him right in front of her. "What was that?" Nikki asked, pulling on his arm. "What?" he said with a small grin. She scowled at him, but let it go. They stood in silence for a couple of minutes as the woman walked about 10 other people into different parts of the floor. The space was ample, and there was lots of room between all the patrons of this exhibit. Then the lights went out. It was pitch black. Nikki couldn't see a hand in front of her face. A voice was heard overhead. "Ladies and gentlemen, please remain still for the entire show. Please do not move about for any reason. If you should need to leave for any reason, please head to the light." Just then, Nikki saw a light come on where they had walked in. The patrons were standing beside an aisle that led to the exit, with little risk of bumping into anyone. It was bright enough to see, but not bright enough to illuminate anything else. Soon, faint sounds could be heard all around. It seemed that the entire show consisted of only being able to listen to the world around you, as if you were blind. "Interesting," Nikki thought to herself. She felt a hand caress her firm buttocks and give it a squeeze. Grant pulled her close and kissed her, his tongue darting into her mouth. His other hand began to massage her breast through her shirt, and Nikki started to get very aroused. Now this was more like it. She began to unbutton her top, allowing him access to her bra. He cupped her breast and pinched her hard nipple through the bra. They broke their kiss, and Nikki felt around until she found his belt, undoing it and his pants. She reached in, grabbed hold of his large cock, pulling its girth from the confines of his slacks. Maybe it was the total blackness, but Nikki was consumed by a desire to be daring. She bent over and took his large member into her mouth. Licking around the cock's head, she flicked her tongue all over the tip. Grant placed his hand on her head and with a little force began to fuck her mouth. Nikki's pussy was now dripping. She could hear little oohs and ahs from some of the people around her. Could they see her? No, she was sure their blackness was as thick as her own eyes. She massaged his tight sack as she had her mouth fucked with some speed now. Saliva was dripping off her chin as he thrust deep into her mouth. She pulled off of him and kissed him again. Still jerking his hard cock, he helped her sit on the bench. She laid back as he hiked her skirt up around her waist. Nikki held her feet high in the air as Grant found her hot sex and with little effort began to finger her pussy. Nikki let out a gasp as he hit the magic spot. It was so lovely to have a lover who knew where to work her pussy to get her off. She felt him insert two more fingers. As Grant's fingers fucked her, his mouth dropped down on her bra-encased breast. She helped him move the fabric to the side, and Grant began to lick and nibble at her naked flesh. Nikki bit her lip as a wave of ecstasy came over her. Soon she could hear her wetness as he fingered her harder than ever. Trying her best not to scream, she endured another climax. "Get that cock into me," she whispered, louder than she had wanted. Grant withdrew his fingers and she could feel him get between her legs. She felt the head of his hard member push into her. She let out a very audible moan. Soon he was thrusting into her fast and hard. Nikki thought she heard footsteps coming towards her, but then dismissed it as part of the show and went back to enjoying the ravishing that she was receiving from her lover. Her legs were resting up on his shoulders, his hands on her thighs. She then definitely felt a hand that was not Grant's on one of her tits. She felt this new hand pinch her hard nipple. Nikki could tell by the length of the nails that it was a female's hand. Through the blackness of her surroundings, Nikki could feel her senses were heightened, and it was now giving her one of the most powerful orgasms ever. On her lips, Nikki felt a hot breath. Then the tip of a wet tongue caressed her upper lip. Nikki opened her mouth and accepted the intruder's advance. The two women kissed, and Grant never let up on Nikki's hot box. She had lost count how many times she came, and was really more interested in this new sensation. "Lick my clit," Nikki whispered between kisses, and then felt the stranger make her way down to her hard clit. Grant pulled out, and Nikki knew in that quick moment that Grant was getting head from the mystery woman. She smiled at the thought of how this would look if the lights came back on. Nikki on her back with her legs in the air, pussy and tits out for all to see, Grant with his large cock in another woman's mouth. But then she felt Grant re-enter her and now had the added enjoyment of the hot tongue flicking her clit. Nikki was silently screaming, holding back her voice even though it felt so good. With a few more thrusts, Nikki felt her pussy fill with Grant's cum and was really surprised to then feel a towel placed upon her. She sat up and felt it all drip out of her. She also felt not one but two mouths on her, one on each nipple. Nikki placed her hand on each of their heads and caressed their hair as they pleasured her tits. Nikki stood up and reached for the towel, but it was gone. As was the stranger. "Start getting fixed up. We have but 3 minutes till the lights come on," Grant whispered, giving her another kiss. Nikki got all fixed up and soon the lights came back on, first very dim. Then, as their eyes became adjusted to the light, they became brighter and brighter. Nikki looked herself over and down at the bench to see if she missed anything. She hadn't. Grant told her that she looked stunning and not to worry. Nikki looked around and saw everyone was eyeing each other up, trying to find out who was making the sexual noises. The voice came overhead, directing everyone to make their way out of the exhibit. The lovers passed the young lady at the front, and Nikki noticed a towel on the floor next to her. She smiled at them, and Nikki smiled back. "Was it good?" the woman asked. "Sure was. Say, would you like to have dinner with my husband and I? I know he would love to meet you," Nikki asked. The woman looked a little confused and looked at Grant. Grant smiled and said, "Oh no, I'm not her husband, just her lover." The woman smiled a big smile at Nikki and said that she would love to. They exchanged numbers, and then Grant and Nikki left the gallery. Back at home, Nikki told her husband all about her adventurous exploit as he fucked her from behind in their shower. After the story, she turned to him. "You will never guess who's coming for dinner."